This is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Nobody wants to bale hay that's high in moisture, but there are certain situations each hay season that rushes the grass curing process. In worst case scenario, spontaneous combustion can occur. While spontaneous fires are not terribly common in southeast Kansas, we still deal with low quality hay due to our precipitation levels more often than we'd like. Livestock will devour, even seek out, heat-damaged hay. Heat-damaged hay, commonly known as caramelized, has a sweet-smelling aroma that appears slightly brown. The process, called the Maillard reaction, is the reason a perfectly seared steak is irresistible, or the browning of baked bread. This same heat treatment that's desirable in our kitchen isn't quite so desirable in the hayfield. Caramelized, heat-damaged hay undergoes a harmful nutrient transformation in an aerobic environment with moisture as the catalyst. It occurs when the temperature of poorly cured hay reaches 140 to 170 degrees. It's a non-enzymatic reaction and binds the carbohydrates and proteins together. This renders a large portion of the proteins unavailable to livestock. Unfortunately, standard crude protein tests won't reflect the loss in nutritional value. It will overestimate the available forage protein. Luckily, we can still get the value of this hay, sorting the damage from the value. Test any hay that's been baled wet for heat-damaged protein or acid-detergent-insoluble crude protein. Some labs will report adjusted crude protein to account for the heat damage. These values will indicate how much unavailable protein content there is due to the Maillard reaction. The same conditions that favor the Maillard reactions are also conducive to mold formation. Though not always toxic, mold can reduce palatability. Horses may be more sensitive to mold than most livestock. For instance, mold spores often contribute to respiratory and digestive problems like colic or hives. Cattle apparently are less affected, but certain types of mold can cause abortions or aspergillosis. Livestock rations need to be adjusted to ensure adequate protein and energy intake. If caramelized hay must be fed, target animal classes with lower nutrient requirements instead of lactating or growing animals. Often, dilution is the solution. The same strategy can be adopted for moldy hay. Although all hay contains some mold, when you can see it or smell it is when it can be a problem. The best course of action is to avoid feeding caramelized or moldy hay to more sensitive animals, like horses or pregnant cows. Mixing undesirable hay with other feedstuffs can dilute problems, but be careful you don't make your animals sick by tricking them into eating bad hay that they would normally not eat. For more information, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.